views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And, you know, we're going to lighten it up a bit today because we need to have some fun and we need to simplify things. And that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on during this episode. I have a wonderful guest that I'm bringing on in just a couple of minutes here. Her name is Keita Spak, I believe. Spak. I'm going to ask her again.
It's Spak.
I think we got that right. Anyway, we have a great, I always have fun with these last names, and my guests are beautifully understanding with that. We have a lot of fun with that. She's a happiness expert, and it's just, I like that we're bringing her on today. I think the timing was perfect. The timing that she was booked for the show. We could all use a little bit of lightening up right now and lift the frequency is what I call it in energy work. We lift the frequency when we bring happiness in, when we actually allow it into our lives. And Keita has a very lighthearted simplicity to it that just makes so much sense. And she has a wonderful book. During the episode, I believe we have some giveaways that she's going to do, and we'll tell you how to do that. So listen in. We'll let you know how we're going to do that. It's a little bit different this time. And a little bit about Keita. She is a happiness expert, like I said. She's an author, a speaker. She had a book called Your Special Wherever You Are that was a finalist in the 6th annual U.S. Indy National Excellence Awards in the Children's Inspirational Motivational category. That was in June of 2012. And I love how she describes this. She said, when she transitions into the big people sphere, I thought that was great. And I'm hoping. And what I like about that is she's bringing that child energy of the joy into the adult world. And that's the beautiful part that really stuck out to me. When she moved over into that big people sphere, she co-wrote Tipping Point to Happiness in 2010 and went on a national radio campaign. And she earned that title, Happiness Expert, along the way. Her book earned the title of one of the top 50 authors you should be reading in 2012-2013 when she was on the author show. She also blogs for JenningsWire.com, and she has a column called Straight Talk on Happiness. And she's an in-house happiness expert on the Small Business Advocate show. She's also an occasional host on A Kind Voice on Big Ideas and Philosophies on Blog Talk Radio. She does all kinds of things. And get this, she's a publicist, too. Now, that's a busy schedule. And she's a runner. She's a marathoner. So this lady is a spark plug with dynamic energy. And she's going to share how she does that. And it's actually simple. So please welcome to the show, Keita Spak.
Spak. Thanks. Spak is actually the right way. That's perfect, Jen.
Oh,
and you
thank
know what?
You.
It's a Polish last name, and what this is where this whole connectivity resonance thing comes in. Do you know what Spak means in English? It means starling, the bird. But I have always considered myself a little bit like a starling. In other words, somebody who hopefully is lighting up life for others in the path that I'm on.
Oh, I like that. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And, you know, you have so much that you're doing, yet it's simple. And that's the intriguing part of it.
That's true. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Jen, is that we all have choices in our lives. And that is actually where our power sits, in the choices we make. And if we allow ourselves to go in ourselves, as you no doubt are telling all your listeners all the time, it's there that we find our truth. It's there that we find what really makes us tick as a human being. And when we do that, we then can start filtering through what is important for us and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the rub. If we never go through this self-assessment, this self-examination, this self-discovery, then we are continually distracted and bombarded by what is coming at us from the outside, whether it's family, whether it's our job, whether it's kids, whether it's the media, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's our girlfriends, the boss, you name it. We've got a 24/7 world, Dr. Jen, and if we continually allow ourselves to be on those kind of front lines without ever taking time out, we are never going to be able to see what the power of us or what the power of our simplicity is.
Yeah, I so agree. And you, so it becomes overwhelming when there's so many things pulling and tugging at you. And I know a lot of people find themselves just spinning and spinning and spinning and not really getting anywhere. And that's stopping and just, it helps to just take that one thing at a time instead of trying to look at all of them at the same time. I find that that helps. But you go through all different aspects of life in your book, The Simple Life, which is great. I love the subtitle, Shiny Objects Not Required. Can you share with us how this title came about? Because that's an intriguing question that I had for you.
Well, it is, again, my writing and my thoughts and my ideas, Dr. Jen, are I believe, channeled through me. They come to me quite quickly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I may be thinking of the book as I was, The Simple Life. I knew it was going to be The Simple Life, but that after, that byline came to me very intuitively. It wasn't as if I was taking 10 or 12 or 13 different phrases and going, okay, which one is the best, or doing a pilot study.
Right,
saying,
yeah.
All right, I want to show this to my family. Which one do you like, guys? It was extremely fluid, it was extremely fast, and it was spontaneous. So I was thinking, perhaps had what I call a more unconscious moment where there is not deliberate thought or deliberate concentration. And bingo, it's in my mind. It just appeared in my mind's eye, in my third eye. Mm-hmm. And there you go. And the rest is history, as they say.
And you trusted it, which is great. I mean, intuition is there for all of us when we trust those things that we get and insightfully or within ourselves. And a lot of times we are second guessing, and that's what we're not trusting, is what we have come to us. And it sounds like you just went with it, which is great, because for me, I know that when I'm picking up things that I know this is the right way for me to go, or this is the choice, instead of hesitating and overthinking it, I look for what brings the peace to my heart, what calms my system down. And that's the way I go toward the answer for me. It just, not sedation, just, yes, this is calming things down. This is the peacefulness that I'm looking for. I would imagine that it would be similar in this, because happiness, you became a happiness expert. So when we come back from break, I'd like to go into, you earned that title of happiness expert, and how this is applying and where we can start helping the listeners to tap into this. And, you know, it's right there for them. They just have to grab it. So everyone, this is going to be a really lighthearted show because we want to bring some clarity to calming your lives down, taking some of that chaos out, and showing that you have a lot there within where you can simplify. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. My guest today is Keita Spock, and we're talking about the simple life, happiness. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've already said
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Since you gotta go, oh, you better go now. And we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today we're all about the happiness and how to bring that simple life and happiness into your own life. My guest today is Keita Spock. And before we went to break, Keita, I asked you, now, how did you earn the title happiness expert?
Well, the thing is here, Dr. Jen, I certainly would never deem to call myself that and say, well, I guess I'll call myself a happiness expert, and then everybody will take me more seriously. It's certainly a title that I'm humbled. It was someone in the media world in the States when I was on campaign there with my first book, Tipping mm-hmm. Point to Happiness, which I co-wrote. And in that respect, someone just said, oh, you're a happiness expert. You seem to know so much about it. And it was said a couple of times. So I said, okay, if that is what the public, if that is what someone else is seeing me as, Dr. Jen, then I will assume that mantle. I will be very happy to be a happiness expert. So that's how that came to be.
That's beautiful, because you're putting a smile on people's faces. And as they say that, Brian has put smiley faces all over the messaging to me. He's put out smiley faces to all of us. So thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
He's so awesome. Brian, you're great. We smile every Thursday. We really
do. We sure do.
We smile in between, too. But you know what? What a beautiful compliment. And I can see why you would be so humbled and honored with that. Because to bring a lifting energy, a positive energy like that, or that's how they associate you, that's a beautiful thing that you're sharing with the world. Now, what prompted you about, you know, the book, and how did you get into this? Because when I'm going through these chapters, it's really interesting. You know, you're going through all these different aspects of life, especially the first chapter, which I'll let you lead into. Because I'm like, okay, yeah, that works.
That'll perk up the ears out there. Anyway, long story short, Dr. Jen, I had and most people do when they get into on purpose, when they sort of say, all right, there's a reason why I'm here on this planet. And I had been going through a challenging time personally, and I made some serious decisions. And I sort of said to myself, you know, I'm certainly not attracting a lot of happiness in my life right now. And so I went, okay, if I'm not attracting happiness, and I seemed to be sad, which at that stage of my life I was, then what do I do about it? And so I went about, being the little digger I am, researching about happiness, finding out what were aspects that made people feel better. And some of these aspects of making one feel better are the following. It's being able to be creative. In other words, to create or make something out of nothing, to make something that is uniquely your own. It's being able to play. It's being able to think of the things you did as a kid that you really loved and liked. And then for whatever reasons, as you became an adult, as what happens to a lot of us, those happy, fine, fun, marvelous, easy things were ignored, or they fell away from whatever your life was introducing to you as an adult. Mm-hmm. And so I was refinding those things that I enjoyed when I was a kid and when I was a young person. For instance, and this is really, really easy, I listened to music that I hadn't listened to for years that I really liked when I was a preteen and a teenager. Mm. And listening to that music itself, Dr. Jen, mm-hmm. it just made me feel good. And because of that, I then sort of got back that feeling. And that feeling then, of course, translates into a higher vibration. And I wanted to stay in that higher vibration. So listening to music that I really liked as a kid, as a teenager, was maybe one of the first steps that I took to rediscover myself.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we hear about that with what I teach, because when you're tapping into when you were much younger, you're closer to your true self before it's programmed out of you, so to speak, or it gets covered up with other things. And that was what I heard. And the other thing, by the way, I want to share with you, and I'm just going to share it with everyone. When you said creativity, obviously, you know, I'm in art, the artist type person, but my father taught me how to make something out of nothing. And it was one of the biggest phrases. And when you said that, I've only heard that like all morning long. He kept talking about it. My dad comes to me a lot. He's passed away. And then he also, when you had that first section in the book where you're in memory of your dad, who showed you how to live the simple life, my dad was really coming in strong with about creating something out of nothing. Then you said it. So I went, okay, I have to acknowledge it. So I'm saying thank you for being a messenger in that, by the way. I don't know if you even realized that. and I'm like, yeah. Okay, Dad. Okay. My dad can be that way. He can come across kind of strong, but he's been doing that a lot with me recently because he wants me to do some things with art, and that's what I'm doing. But, you know, I wanted to really say that I appreciate what you're saying about the creativity, because when you feel like you're in your own unique thing, you just feel like you're really contributing something, and it's so big.
It is so big. And the thing is that the bigness of it doesn't mean that the task is grandiose. You don't have to scale Mount Everest, Dr. Jen.
Right.
Excuse me, to say that you've accomplished something or to feel good about yourself. It could be as simple as baking a cake. It could mm-hmm. be as interesting and as small but big to you because you've decided, instead of sitting at my desk over lunch, I'm going to start going for a walk, and I'm going mm-hmm. to be outside with nature, and I'm going to be sort of, you know, killing two birds with one stone in the sense. And I hate that expression, but that's the one that's come up.
I know what you mean.
You know, I don't like the physicality of it, the poor birds, but the intention is such that perhaps you're communing with nature or you're outside, so you're clearing your head. That's when you can do some of this thinking, some of this introspection that I was talking about earlier. And secondly, you're being physically good to yourself. You are moving physically, and that in and of itself is a help to your system, to your constitution. So mm-hmm. there you go. You've accomplished something huge for yourself.
You do that
on a daily basis.
Absolutely. You know, and I love what you're saying, because really it's letting yourself do things you love. Yeah. You know, I mean, I say it a lot, like, let's take it off the back burner. Let's make it an important part of your day. You know, allow it to be part of your life. Not when you, I don't have time, or, you know, it's really taking a perspective where you can allow it into your life, because it's just as important as eating or brushing your teeth or, you know, your exercise, your health. It's happiness is very much connected to your health.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. very, very true. And the happiness, the contentment comes not once and then it's like, okay, now I'm happy. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to have a smiley face on my face for the rest of my life. Happiness is not an absolute. It's not something that one attains or has, and then he or she has it forever. That's why life is so, so interesting. That's why we have all our adventures that we do, because happiness is like a moving target. We're continually evolving. And so, yes, we have moments of happiness. And then we have perhaps moments of challenges or even sadness. But that is what makes up life. And if one has that aspect of happiness on one end of the spectrum, then when those other yucky things come along, I call them yucky, then you are much better prepared to handle them and to respond to them, because you have gratitude in the happiness that you're already experiencing.
Yes, absolutely. Now, we're going to take a short break here in just a moment. When we come back, let's dive in a little bit about your book, because I love, you know, just looking through here, she's gone through different areas of life and she's got suggestions, but it's just, it's a book that's not like a huge read. I mean, it's not like it's going to take you forever to read this. I mean, this is an enjoyable book that you could enjoy over a weekend and get so much out of it quickly for those that want to, you know, we're not looking for instant gratification, but really you've just about made it to where, you know, I can get to this quickly. You know, I can read this. This is just a beautiful little book. I want to know how some of the, you know, we want to share what I would like to share when we come back is, you know, maybe take an area of life, Keita, and maybe give them some examples of what you're referring to with the book. I think that would be great. And we also will share how they can get one of your books in some of the giveaways. I'll let you share that. Because we've been keeping it a mystery and keeping it a surprise on how they can get a copy of that. So we'll share that when we come back. Everybody stay with us. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my wonderful guest today, happiness expert, Keita Schwach. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And And I'm dancing around the mic again. Oh, my goodness, Brian. You just keep me hopping over here. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you're just tuning in, boy, you tuned in at the right time. We've been having a great conversation with happiness expert Keita Spock. And now, Keita. I'm going to really throw it out there because I'm looking through the book and, you know, we want to share like an example of how this book can help you. And here it is, folks. Chapter one is about sleep and sex. So let's go there. I mean,
let's go
know,
there. Yeah.
Who's not going to read chapter one, right? I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but isn't it interesting that I set up the book according to the word simple, right? The word simple,
did?
Six letters. So each chapter is broken down into the letter, S-I-M-P-L-E. And of course, well, S is the first letter, so what could I do, Dr. Jen? I had to talk about sleep and sex.
Well, you know, it does seem to be, you know, what people, you're going to tune into that. I mean, because it's such a part of our lives. And for those that feel like, you know, they're struggling with one or the other or both, they go hand in hand, so to speak, don't they?
They sure do. And if you're tired and you're not getting enough sleep, you might as well throw the sex out the window because you're not ready. You're not keen. So the sleep comes first in chapter one. And really, I give some pieces of advice, very, very straightforward. First of all, in a room, if you're trying to get to sleep by saying, okay, I'm going to put the TV on to try to lull myself to sleep, that's the absolute worst thing you can do. That blue screen is going to activate all your brain paths, and your brain is going to be wired. That's why you can't sleep, because you're not allowing your brain to get the melatonin it needs by not looking at that blue screen. And guess what? Too much TV at night, computer screen, any of the other gadgets that we have going, they all really, really, really impact the ability of your mind to do what it can do best by letting you lull to sleep naturally. It can't do that with all that stuff around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally agree with that. I mean, we don't have any of that. And, you know, it's funny. We grew up, my dad was electronics, and we had a television in every room. Mm-hmm. But I was intuitive like I am now. I mean, I've always been that way. So I always had so much stimulation. And we don't have any of that in our bedrooms. And my children, you know, we just don't have that when we were growing up, when I was raising them. You're like, no, that's too much. So it hasn't been part of my life since I was an adult, and it made a huge difference. So I went from having those television stimulation everywhere to taking it out of my life as an adult. And I can vouch for what she's saying on that. So that's why I'm sharing that story. I can really vouch for that because I had more peace, and I have to take breaks from the computer. I can't be around that all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The thing is, the whole aspect, if you think of it this way, if you don't have the TV in your room, it's going to help you get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, if you don't have something like a TV to distract you, chances are you may just start looking at your partner in a different way. In other words, there will be time not to watch the show, but there may be time to cuddle, and there may be time and opportunity for pillow talk that otherwise would not happen. And guess what? Usually with pillow talk or cuddling and all that kind of stuff, well, that leads to other stuff. And guess what? Maybe you're going to just have sex that much more often. The other aspect to going to bed, of course, is in going to bed in a dark room. If you're going to invest in anything, and I'm not a person for a lot of material stuff because that's the nature of my book, you don't need all the shiny objects, but you certainly need a good pair of thick curtains or good blinds to keep out the light that is with us 24/7 these days. People don't realize that too much light prevents them from being able to fall asleep as well.
Yeah, that, you know, in Alaska, they do that. I mean, because they have that light that's 6 months of light, you know, where it doesn't really get dark. And when I went and visited there, I mean, everything is equipped with that because you have to be able to tune it out and take a rest. So I appreciate that. Now, when you're living in a big city, you have a lot of that around you. Yeah. With the, you know, street lights and everything else. So obviously that makes sense that you've just got to take an initiative and prioritize that you're important and your sleep is important. I think that goes on the back burner sometimes. It's like, oh, you know, I can push, but no, your sleep is very important to your health, your happiness. And now we obviously know our sex life, because, I mean, you do. I mean, think about all the energy you're using, you know, when you are having great sex. I mean, that is your energy. That's your spirit. Your physical body needs rest so it can, you know, accommodate that, obviously. Now, that's a lot of common sense.
There is. The thing is, the little book, The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, is a small read. You'll read through it very quickly. It's experiential. It's not an academic treatise. It is made up of hands-on advice coupled with personal experience, experiential in that respect, and a background in research from everything from religion to philosophy. To positive psychology, mysticism, all those things have entered into the sort of the composite of what this book is all about. Let's get right to the sex, though, Dr. Jen. We're going to perk people's ears up a little bit more here. Everybody has heard of, and when I was writing this book, 50 Shades of Grey was, like, huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered to myself, I should have written a sex book instead of this book, because then I would have been a millionaire, right? But life has taken me on a different path. I'm not meant to be an expert about sex. I'm supposed to be an expert about happiness and bringing a sense of calm and a sense of goodness and a sense of encouragement to anyone who's listening to me or who is meeting me. But I couldn't help noticing that 50 Shades of Grey was getting amazing press, huge publicity. And everybody, I'm sure a lot of your friends out there, you out there, maybe read the book. But if I were going to bring that book down to first principles, Dr. Jen, it is precisely what I say. It's a shiny object. It gives you an impression of all that's going on, all that is fantasy sex, all that is, hey, you know, if I'm not doing this in the bedroom, it must mean that I'm a real, you know, I just can't do it, or I'm not good at sex, or I'm not good at being intimate with my partner. But that's precisely the point here that I'm trying to make, that all these kind of postures, all these kind of behaviors, all these kinds of innuendos, all these kind of sensational type of behaviors have something going for them in the short term. But in the long term where your heart is part of being with someone intimately, if it's not figuring in the whole context of being intimate and having sex with someone, then the intimacy, the emotional intimacy is gone. And so that physical stuff, and that's all it becomes, stuff, no longer holds any worth or value. In fact, a lot of us, I'm included, I'll be the first to confess, that I may have been out and been involved and not really been emotionally connected. And for the most part, the whole business of sex hasn't been pleasant at all. In fact, after the fact, I felt embarrassed, I felt ashamed, I felt, what am I doing here? Because that is antithetical to what one's nature is supposed to be celebrating. There has to be that heartfelt emotional connection first, and then the physical involvement follows. It's not the other way. You don't become intimate because you've been physically involved with someone. You become physically involved with someone because you first have a connection that is intimate and is mutually respectful.
Absolutely, and very well said. With that in mind, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, let's share, you know, how someone can win a copy of this wonderful book you have, The Simple Life, when we come back, and how they can find you and how they can check the book out themselves. We're going to do that when we come back. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. My name is Dr. Jen. My guest today, Keita Sprock, with The Happiness and The Simple Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice.
Oh, okay. I'm over here having way too much fun. Thank you, Brian. Brian, thanks for all the great song choices this week. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure to work with you. And
Well, same here. And Keita, this has been an awesome, fun show, lighthearted. You know, just, you know, I felt that with spirit. That was the message I was getting for the week, which I want to bring up. That's what was so incredible, because we booked Keita several weeks ago, actually a few months ago, and This week was all about, let's lighten up, everybody. Let's just lighten up just a little bit. And, you know, allow yourself to lighten up. Give yourself that time out to just breathe and be. Just breathe and be. Now, Keita, how can some of the listeners win a free copy? We're going to give away three books, I believe you said. Now I've committed you to three, but I think you said three. Okay. Yes. So will you like to share how they can get a free copy?
Absolutely. All you all have to do, and it will be the first three who email me, if you go to my website, and I'm going to spell my name because that's probably the trickiest thing here. Everything else is so easy. So it's KeitaSpach.com, and I guess I'm sure your website has it has my name there.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, but it's spelled K-I-T-A, Rita with a K. Let's do that. K-I-T-A, last name, all one word, S as in Sam, Z as in zebra, P as in Peter, A as in apple, K as in kite.com. If you go there, there's a message pop-up that comes right up, and all you have to do is write me a message and say, I'm listening, or I've been listening to Dr. Jen, and I'd like a copy, a free copy of your book, The Simple Life. Here is my mailing address. Obviously, I need a mailing address to be able to send it to you. And if you have any question or comment other than that, I am welcome to everything. So there you are.
There you go. Absolutely. Now, again, the website is K-I-T-A, K as in kite, K-I-T-A, S as in Sam, Z as in zebra, P-A-K.com. Wait for the pop-up message box and put in that you've been listening to the show here, Dr. Jen, and that you would like your copy, and make sure you give her mailing address. She's going to send you a free signed hard copy of her book. Now, for those that also want to purchase the book or look into the book, where can they find the book out there?
Well, actually, you can go to the same website, KeitaSpach.com, and it says buy books, and my book is for sale online there. And you can also go to Amazon.com and key in The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required, and it'll pop up, and so you can buy the book through Amazon.
Sounds perfect. And, yeah, you know, it really is. It's a fun read. I put, you know, I have, I don't know, I'm going to say this, but I don't want it to come across the wrong way. I have a guest, like, bathroom that goes to the guest room here, and in that little bathroom, I have a book called For the People That Do Too Much, you know, because you're so busy. And,
right.
You know, I'm not saying your book belongs in a bathroom, but it is a great place to put a book
<That's>
to
right.
read. And it would be a great book. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to do is like, this is a great book to put with The People That Do Too Much.
Exactly. It's a wonderful companion.
It is. And, you know, people, you know, that gives them, you know, like, oh, what's this? You know, and I do that all the time. I have different books in my bathrooms like that for the guests.
Right.
And so, but I love what this one's about. And these are perfect because it's not, like she said, it's not a big document. It's not like that. It's not a heavy read. This is a very enjoyable afternoon sitting on your, you know, porch or out in the park or just enjoying a nice day, a break, you know, with your favorite cup of tea, whatever. This is a great little book for that. So please go check it out. And, you know, do you have anything that you would like to last words that you would like to leave, food for thought is what I call it, with the listeners?
Okay. I think I have actually three things, and they're not big things, but they turn out to be big things when they're repeated. First one, take time for yourself. In other words, take a time out. Shut out the noise. That's all I will say. Shut out the noise. Do it in whatever way you want. Take a bath, shut the door, out the door in the morning, get up a little earlier. Those are a couple of examples of just getting into your own space without anyone or anything else there. Secondly, be grateful. Take one time of the day to say thanks. Take one time of the day to say thanks, whether it's in the morning or at night or any time. Be grateful for what you have. And probably the third thing that I think is really, really important, know this very, very strongly, that you are all loved. You are loved as marvelous as you all are as human beings. If you feel and can sense a sense of love, then everything that comes before you or against you, you'll be able to handle.
That sounds like a great 1-2-3 plan. Absolutely. I want to say thank you so much for being with us today, Kita. It's been great sharing this. You know, to me, this is just a high frequency lightness that is refreshing to the soul, happiness, joy. And, you know, the more you allow yourself to feel it, the more you'll be able to bring into your life. And it's a beautiful thing to just experience it at least, you know, daily, really. And yes, we have all emotions and things happen and we go up and down, but it is how we respond versus react and how we move through things. And then we allow something to come back in to love and honor us again. So it is really a self-love we're talking about here. So Kita, I want to say thank you again. If you missed some of where to go, I have her. If you're having trouble with that spelling, if you go to my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, you will see the website for KitaSpock.com. It's right there on the show page, and it's running right through the front featured window right on my home site, so you'll see it. It's also on Transformation Talk Radio on my show page. You should see it right there as well. And thank you very much for being with us today. It's been my pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, it's been an absolute delight to be here, and lots of laughs, lots of light. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much. And for those, I want to say thank you to the listeners, and thanks for being with us today and having a little bit of fun with us as well. We will be here again next week on the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I wish all of you much love, happiness. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi. Hey, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week. Feeling drained or wiped out too early during the day?
Your body and mind are communicating with you. This week's Sophisticated Tip of the Week is to help you get more focused, refreshed, and energized whenever you need.
Here's how. Dedicate 2 times during your day, in the morning and afternoon, to take 5 minutes to close your eyes and breathe deeply. After 5 minutes of this, you'll notice how much more alert and present you become. Get your edge on. This technique works wherever and whenever you'd like. just not while driving.
Learn more or schedule a session by visiting GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com and call 206-420-8660.
Once again, that's 206-420-8660.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to share an interesting story about Galeo's dressings and marinades. I recently had some work done at my local dentist, and I thought I would give him a treat by bringing in fresh veggies, and I thought, what could they possibly dip it in? So what I did was I brought the only thing that I know how to bring as one of my favorite Galeo's dressings. I brought them, the Dijonnais. And so what happened was monumental. Everyone in the office finished the tray before my dentist could actually get to it. And they are still talking about it weeks later. To find out more about these gluten-free, GMO-free, low-sugar, low-fat, amazing dressings and marinades, go to galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com. Make sure you add this to your fall pantry or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.